It's really, really wonderful. Wonderful to be back. It's wonderful to see all the names and everyone back coming together, at least on Zoom, for Song of the Week. We, both of us, very much missed this program. Our last session, just to understand, was, I think, in July. Just to try to understand that. So it's been a while since we were all here together, but we promise you it's gonna be worth it, because we're planning a very nice program with some new songs, some new genres, new singers. It's gonna be very interesting. And Be'ezrat Hashem, I hope we will all be able to tour Israel. If not physical, then we'll take a tour in Israeli culture through this program. So with no further notice, let's jump into the song. Yeah?
Yeah. And we just want to remind you, if you want to say something about the song or something like that, so open your microphone and we would love to hear it.
Exactly. So, but until then, stay muted. All right? So you can listen to the song. So please make sure you're all muted and that your speakers are on. If you hear us now, that means you can hear us when we speak. As people are coming in, we'll give it another 20 seconds. We'll say hello to everyone. Ellis, hello. Martin, good to see you. Gail, Shoshana, Esther. Good to see you, Martin. Good to see you. Good to see you, Nathan. Good to see you 3 times a day. I'll tell you, everyone, I see Nathan today 3 times, which is wonderful. That means he owes me ice cream. And that's how we say in Hebrew, we have a phrase. We say, Pam Shlishit Glida.
Maybe if you see someone. That in English too.
No? I don't know if that's in English. I don't know. If you see someone 3 times, that means he owes you ice cream. So, sure. Nathan, I'm just kidding. All right, everyone, please make sure you're muted and let's rock and roll. The song today is called, as I said in the email, the Voters' Day, something like that. Let's enjoy the song, and we'll be back here after the song. Let's do that. One sec. Here we go.
Thank you.
Okay.
Welcome back, everyone. Oh, some more people joined us throughout the song. We'll just say that we're going to listen again to the song at the end of the session. Those of you who like the song and want to stay for that, that will be at the end of the session. So, Priel, take it away.
Okay, so I will ask you, what do you think that is the song talking about?
I pretty obvious, no? I mean, you're all muted. That's fine. If someone wants to speak, just unmute yourself. Terry.
In French, they say, plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose.
You should translate to me.
To English or to Hebrew?
Whatever you choose. I think to English, everyone will understand. As much as you change, it's still the same. Oh, really? Okay. It's good that I have a French speaker at home. So first of all, that's right. We're talking about elections. Tomorrow, those of you who know, those of you who don't know, Israel is having its fifth election in 3 years.
Yeah.
Since the first one and this round was in April 2019. Remember before the pandemic? Since then, we're still stuck in and loop with just like endless elections that no one really knows when we're going to finish that and when we're going to end this craziness. So tomorrow, November 1st, is the fifth election. And I'll tell you, probably not the last one. Unfortunately, probably not the last one. So we want to talk today about the elections and how does, in general, elections, they look in Israel. What do Israelis do on elections? How do we vote in general? And like maybe try... We'll try. We're not going to speak politics, but we'll try to explain maybe a little bit what happened. What happened in Israel? How come we got to a point where Israelis go for the fifth time out in 3 years to vote? Yes, Alice.
But why are they saying don't come on Friday or Saturday? Okay. They can't be voted.
Interesting question.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah, let's share the screen with the lyrics, and you'll see the name of the song and who sings it, and we'll talk a little bit about the song.
So, Shishi Shabbat Yom HaBocher, Friday, Saturday, the Voters' Day.
Yeah, in 1994, the song. You could see it from the video clip, which is very old. So it's the early 90s we're talking about. The song was released in early 90s, Friday and Saturday, or the Voters' Day has two names. Performed Ziknei Tzfat, the elders of Safed, of Tzfat, that's the name of the band, which was a very famous rock and roll band in the early 90s. I think they were only for like 2-3 years, then they just like dissembled. And each of them went to like other places. And it was written by Maor Cohen, who also performed. He also the leader singer, the soloist, and composed by Maor Cohen and Oren. We just ask if everyone can just mute themselves. That would be great. Here we go. And that Maor Cohen and Oren Ludenberg are the one who composed it. Now, it's a good question, Ellis. A question, why do we talk about Friday and Saturday on an election song?
Okay, so at the beginning, Maor Cohen wanted to write a song on Shabbat.
Shabbat, just like Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, that Hashem, God chose us to be the nation of Hashem and to be Am Israel. So he started to write the song about Shishi Shabbat, Saturday, Shabbat, and that it's the day that Hashem chose us. And he told his friends not come to in Shabbat because please don't drive on Shabbat. It's a holy day.
No, he's not a religious person. We just need to say he was just like influenced by the spirituality of Shabbat. And he just said, look, I want to write down a song about the spirituality, the holiness of Shabbat. And he said, I will write down a song where I'm asking my girlfriend not to come over on Friday and Saturday because it's the Voters' Day. Voters means that God voted and chose us on Shabbat to be his people. So please don't drive on Shabbat to come and visit me. That was the original meaning of the song.
And then he realized that it can also sound like a voters' day, like
elections.
So he decided to add one more sentence, one more bite. How do you say
here,
that?
Yeah, that's like one more verse. No, we're not animals, only humans. No, we're not animals. Yes, we're the world.
Okay. So first of all, it's really interesting that he wanted to compare between Shabbat and the election day. What we can understand about that is a big thing. I think that one of them is maybe that in Israel, most of the days is a little bit
holy in a
holy,
sense.
Holy, yeah.
Israel is like Elections Day. That's a very holy day. It's a holiday, literally a holiday in Israel. Yes.
Yeah. And also maybe about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem chose Am Israel on Shabbat to finish to create the world. But we can choose how the world can look like. When we decide what we want to
vote, yeah.
And how we want to...
He says we are not animals. Animals can't vote. They can't choose how the world would look like. They're humans. And yes, we are the world. God created the world. It's finished creating the world on the Shabbat. And we shape, design how the world would look like on the Elections Day. So he tried to play with Shabbat and the Elections Day. That was the meaning of the song. So it has dual meaning in terms of Saturday, Shabbat, and in terms of Elections Day, so voter days of Voters Day as Elections Day.
So at the beginning it was for Shabbat, and then it came to be for the Election.
That's why also in the video clip you saw them like wearing suits and ties and like they were like both like Shabbat and like politicians. They try to play on the dual meaning. So this is the Ziknei Tzfat, the elders of Tzfat. This is Maor Cohen over here. You can see that's early 90s. They look like early 90s guys, typical guys. I promise you they don't have as much hair on their heads today, unfortunately, maybe as they had in the early 90s. They didn't really have a lot of impact on Israeli rock and roll, I would say. But, for example, this and other, like, two or three songs that they released are, like, huge hits in Israel all the way until today. I'll tell you, if you drive in Israel, you open the radio in the week before elections, today, yesterday, you'll hear the song go over and over, or tomorrow, you'll hear the song over and over and over again played in the radio. So, this is for the song. Anything you want to add before we move to elections? This is for the song. It's pretty simple. I mean, yeah. Look, there's not a lot of words, not a lot of lyrics. It was easy to translate this time. But it's actually a good kickoff for talking a little bit about elections. And this is something important. I think many of us know there is an election in Israel. Just as a quick survey, I want to know. Who here voted in Israel once? I know there's some Israeli citizens. Anyone here voted in Israel? In Israeli elections once? Benny? I see Benny says he voted. Ruchama, have you ever voted? No, didn't vote. Interesting. So we have Benny. Okay, Benny voted. So those of you who voted, it's Benny. It's probably familiar because it hasn't changed since the establishment of the State of Israel. But just for everyone else, how exactly, like technical, how does it work to vote? So let's share the screen again. Let's see. So in general, it's a holiday. That means that tomorrow no one works. There's no schools. There's no university. There's no people don't go to work. Only like leisure is actually open. I know the malls are open. Everyone are at the malls and so on and on. Usually most of the people go first thing in the morning. They go to a school. Usually that's where the polls are. They go. They stand behind this curtain where they see all those letters divided into the boxes. Each letter or each note reflects or demonstrates one party. The parties chooses their letters in advance. They take the letter that they chose. They put it, for example, here it says Machal, which is a Likud, Netanyahu's party. Not trying to convince anyone for everything. That's the only picture I found on Google. And they put it in the envelope. They seal the envelope. They go out.
It's interesting. Why is the only picture?
I don't know why it's Machal. I have no idea why it's Machal, the Likud. And they put it in the box. And the box is opened at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m., at the night of the Bechirot, the elections, and
the
it takes
with
two...
the box, you can see that it's in a classroom.
It's a classroom. You can see behind the classroom. Yeah, that's usually the classroom. Yeah. In COVID, that the joke is that in COVID, Israelis went more times to vote, to this classroom, to schools to vote, than to study, because the schools were closed. So that's the joke. That's how it is. Yes, Ellis. If anyone wants to, we don't see now everyone, so if anyone wants to speak, you can virtually raise your hand or write in the chat and we'll see you. Yes, Elise.
It's Elise.
Elise, sorry.
It's okay. Do the letters, like Machal, does that mean something relative to Likud?
Yes, so it's a very interesting question, and the answer is long and divided into two. I'll give you a very short answer. Yes, it does. And it's most of the times, if the party is an old party for many, many years, then the letters have meaning. For example, for the Machal, Likud, it's initials of Mifleget Chirut Leumit, which is the Liberal National Party. in Hebrew, and many other new parties, they just like choose the letters because the letters are already taken by other parties and they need their approval to use their letters. So many times for older parties it does, for new parties it's just random letters that they chose. Many parties want letters that like combine letters that turn into a word. For one of the parties, for example, chose Kaf and Nun, which is Ken, yes, or Pei and Hey, as you see here, which is Po, which here, and so on and on. So it really depends. So this is how election day looks. It takes exactly 5 minutes to vote. It's not digital. I don't know how it is in Canada, but it's still old-fashioned voting every time. And it takes 2 days. From Tuesday at 10 p.m. to Thursday at around 4 p.m., it takes time until we get the results. So it takes time. We need to be patient. That's how it is. Talking a little bit about the coalition that was now in Israel and was dissolved, was disassembled. It's very interesting. Those of you who follow politics, you might know, just in two words, what exactly happened in Israel. So as you know, the Knesset is combined out of 120 members, right? We only have Knesset. We don't have a parliament and a Senate. We have only the Knesset, which is formed out of 120 electories, people that were elected. And we don't choose them directly. We choose the parties which they are part of. A little bit like you think it's like in Canada. A little bit like it's in Canada. And in order to form a coalition, then 61 of those representatives needs to just be together and decide on the same agenda, and they can form a coalition. They decide on one, they, among themselves, choose one person to be the prime minister, and they're forming a coalition, and out of that there is a government also. The people from the coalition can serve in the government, and you need 59 to be opposition. Now, our coalition this time was formed out of 61 representatives, which means it was a very fragile, very, very fragile coalition. Because in order to have a majority in the Knesset, they had to use every single vote of their people in order to secure majority. If one guy, one person, didn't want to vote with the coalition or was sick, for example, couldn't come to the Knesset, they had only 60 votes. That means they would lose. Yeah, they need 61 in every proposal, any new law that they want to register to interact. So it was very difficult for this coalition. It was very fragile, and actually that's what happened. It was formed out of, you can see the names and the numbers of seats. We're not going to go through that, but it was very fragile. It didn't really last for a long time, and that was the problem since 2019. No site can actually be more than 61. And usually a good coalition, lasting coalition, a stable coalition, can be 70 something, 80, 68. But no side can get to those numbers now. And we're only in 61, and it looks like it's going to be again, 60 or 61. And even if there are 61 to each of the sides, it's still not going to last because it's very difficult. It's very fragile to keep those 61. So no one has any way to get us out of this loophole. And we're probably going to still be going to elections every each year and choose the same, right? I think that was, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that was Albert Einstein who said that a stupid person is someone that does the same thing again and expects different results. So that's us. What can we say?
Israel.
Stupid? No. We're not stupid. Chaz v'chalila. Chaz v'shalom. Chaz v'shalom. You want to talk a little bit about the percentage of votings?
Before maybe we can give example about Idit Silman.
Oh, yeah, why not? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so for example, Idan said that if you don't have 61, it can change and something, you need the power. So for example,
One of the 61, her name was Silman, Edith Silman. That was the name of the member of the Knesset.
A few months ago, there is argument, discussion about chametz in the hospital.
Just to give it an introduction, like a background, that the government wanted to allow chametz on Pesach being brought into hospitals. And she said she's a religious and observant Jew. And she said, no way. How come chametz will be entered into hospitals? She didn't want it.
She's part of the coalition. Yeah. So it's happened that because she decided to be against of chametz, so the coalition has
just decided to dissolve, exactly.
Power. So in one hand, it's really hard, but in another hand, it's really beautiful that the discussion in the Knesset in Israel is about chametz in Pesach. It's something really special that we cannot find in another country.
Because we have a Jewish state, and, yes, and good for us, good for the country that goes through elections because of chametz on Pesach,
so
and not because of other
situation,
stuff, right?
Yeah, but
that's how it is. Yeah. That's how it is. It's interesting also to know how many people vote, because we say we're like, we like in the song, he compares the elections day to Shabbat, because it's holy, it's a holy day for people in Israel, because people in Israel really like election. I gave it here, this is for 2015. You can see the numbers, I'm sorry it's in Hebrew, I didn't have time to translate it, but just take a look on the percentage of like turnout, like voters turnout. How many people go to vote actually, among the people that can vote, that has the right to vote? So Israel is one of the leading countries in the world that has that go to vote. Actually, in 2015, 72.3 percentage of the people went. No, yeah, but the data is from 2015. Went to vote. Canada, sorry to tell you guys, you're way behind. In 2015, you also had election, and only 62.1% of the people went to vote. So you have still way to go. Maybe you have less elections than we do, but at least we go a little bit more. So it's also something that we can say, which is interesting. Israelis like to vote a little bit, sometimes more, sometimes less, but people go to vote. But Priel, what do we do? Why not everyone go to vote? What do we do
so
on election
day? What the Israeli people doing during the day of the election? So some of them will go to the beach if it will be in the beautiful day.
We know that tomorrow the forecast says it's going to rain. Mm. It's a winter election. Most of the elections are in winter, but a lot of time you can go to the beach.
Yeah.
But tomorrow it's going to be rainy, so not a lot of people will go to the beach tomorrow. Maybe there will be more people to vote. We'll see.
Some of them will do barbecue, like Yom Ha'atzmaut.
That's
so it's really interesting.
Or Alaesh, or Mangal, yes, as we say in Hebrew, right? The Mangal, which also the one of the traditions of the day.
And some of them will be in the national parks in Israel. And if you will have chance to be in Israel in an election day, go to a national parks. First of all, it's beautiful. And you can see everyone, all Israeli people there.
Traffic, a lot of traffic on election day. Everyone go to vote, and then you go travel somewhere else. And it's really, really nice. Really, really, really nice. Go to the nature, drive up north, down south. The parks are full or packed in the day of election. Some people say for themselves, for example, look, I'm just going to drive up north in the morning and I'll vote when I come back home. But because of traffic and everything, they just say too tired, they're not going to vote. So that's why not a lot of people go to vote. It's not, it's still a majority, but we can still work on our numbers that they will be better than how there is. But it's nice that we have a day off. In the last Knesset, which they didn't really last, so they didn't have time to do that, one of the members of Knesset has suggested that the day off will be given only to someone who voted. In other words, you need to vote, then you get, something from the committee that was there in your voting, and then you can come to work, you will show that. If you don't show it, then you're not going to get your day off. So, I don't know, it didn't work, so everyone has day off.
It's complicated for Israel.
Yeah, people go abroad, yeah. People fly to somewhere to Europe, people, it's very interesting, it's just a day off. It's a really nice day to be in Israel. So whenever you have chance, you're planning on being in Israel, try to look when is the next elections date.
It will be probably soon.
It's a voters' day. You will feel like Shabbat just without the Shabbat, just like the song just said. So, and it doesn't really matter what the results will be tomorrow. I think we should all just hope that the result will be good to Medinat Israel, right? Will be good to the state of Israel. Whatever that is, I think most of the people can agree on one thing at least, that they want a stabilized coalition. Doesn't matter if from the right or from the left, but something that will last and will be able to rule and to govern as good as they can. And really, it's time to celebrate. And in Israel, it's a celebration. And I think for Jews all around the world, and us here, we don't vote this year because we're here. We can't vote from Canada. But what we can do is just like expose everyone here and the Jewish outside of Israel to this wonderful celebration that happens, supposed to happen once in 4 years, but happens once in 1 year, in Israel, and to try and maybe follow a little bit and see what Israel is all about in terms of politics. Yes, Ruchama.
Actually, you know, a few years ago, I don't remember, maybe 8-10 years ago, a Israeli could vote for Israel in the embassy.
But Israelis can still do that only if they have a special permission from whatever the organization that sent them. But not all Israelis,
Yes.
Not every Israelis did that.
We have some friends that
But not we can't. So the only thing we can do is just encourage everyone to just follow the Bechirot, the elections in Israel, and try to see and hope that the results would be good for everyone and would be with much peace as possible. That's what we can hold hope for us and for the entire Jewish world. That's how it is. Because we know that the decisions that are being decided in the Israeli Knesset has impact also on the wider Jewish world, and not only on the Jewish society and the Jewish people that live in Israel, but also broader and wider than that. So that's what we can all hope and pray for. So this is it. This is the song of the week for this week. We will listen again to the song if you want to. We will put it right now. And as usual, we'll be here after the song for questions, for schmoozing, for notes. If anyone wants to ask something more about it. And we're very excited to see all of you here. It's a wonderful turnout and it's a wonderful thing. And we will be back next week, right? Exactly on Monday, 7:30 to 8, with a new song, with a new story, with a total different setting, and with results. So we'll be able to schmooze 5 minutes before the class next week on the results. Thank you very much. So we're going to listen to the song, and as we like to say, usually class dismissed. And we're gonna stay here after the song. So thank you everyone for joining us.
Idan Hamoud.
Ken Benny. הכל בסדר, it's all good. It's all good. Good luck. Wonderful. Okay, regards to my dad. אני תודה רבה. תודה רבה, בני, תודה רבה. תודה רבה, תיסע נעימה. Have a safe trip. Let's do that.